Life Audio.
Most couples think that they have a communication problem when actually they have a connection problem. That's why I created the How Connected Are You Partner Quiz so that you can test the connectivity in your relationship. This quiz is fun, free, and easy, and it will equip you with the vital next steps to build a deeper connection in your relationship. Take the quiz today at danashea.com/partner quiz. That's danashe.com/partner quiz. Now, back to our show. Hey, loves, I'm Dana Shea. I've been married for over 25 years to my childhood sweetheart, Sean. But our marriage hasn't always been sweet. There were some really dark nights caused by betrayal and conflict. We were so disconnected. Over the last decade, we've learned the tools to rebuild our marriage into something greater than we ever hoped for. And I want to help you do the same. As a marriage and relationship coach, I can give you the blueprint for how to rebuild your relationship. You're not here today by chance, friend. So turn up the volume and let me be your guide to rebuilding your life and rebuilding your love. Welcome to the Rebuilding Us podcast. Welcome to the Rebuilding Us podcast, friends. I'm so thankful that you're here today for this special Friday Q&A. If you are not aware, every single Friday, we release a new episode with a listener question. Now, you all can send those questions in on Instagram at Mrs. Dana Shea, or you can submit them on my website at rebuildinguspodcast.com/contact. This particular question came in through the website, and it's a really sad question, honestly, and I really had to pray about this one before I answered it. Not that I don't pray about the others, but this question came from a listener that says, "Dana, I am so thankful you are doing this series on affairs. As a man, it's really hard to admit that my wife does not find me desirable. She has found love in the arms of another. The problem is that she keeps saying that she's sorry. I found out a few months ago that she is involved in yet another of these situations. I'm sure that you can understand what that must do to a man. I love her. I do. She's a great mother, but I'm wondering how many times should I take her back?" Wow. First of all, I just want to say to Greg, who did not ask me to withhold his name. So, Greg, I just want to say that I am sorry that you're going through this, because nobody deserves to be cheated on once, let alone multiple times. I definitely have some challenging advice for you. I don't know if you're going to be able to receive this or not, but this is going to be said to you out of love and in hopes that you can begin to set some better boundaries for yourself. Because what we're seeing based on your email here is that your wife is involving herself in multiple affairs. I don't know if it's multiple men. I guess so. You know, kind of reading again this message, it sounds like it's been multiple men. So a few things that I want to tell you today, Greg, is number one, that there is a difference between forgiveness and reconciliation. Your heart is in the right place. You want to reconcile. You want this to go away. You want your marriage to be restored. It sounds like you've forgiven your wife at least once or twice, right? And now you're in a situation where you're having to find yourself do that again. A lot of people confuse the two, and they think that because I've forgiven my spouse, I need to reconcile with my spouse. But in order for reconciliation to happen, there are certain things that must happen first, mainly repentance. A lot of times people just want to focus on forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. But then we don't want to tell people, the people that have actually caused the damage, you got to repent. And what repentance looks like, I've said this on previous shows, but repentance looks like a change about. It's a turnaround. It's not just saying, "I'm sorry," right? Like you said, your wife has said that she's sorry, but she keeps doing it again. So if I were to go up to you and slap you across your face and say, "I'm so sorry," and then I were to do it again, and I'd be like, "You know what? Oh my gosh, my bad. I am so sorry." And then I slap you again. Well, you're probably not going to believe that I'm really sorry, even though I'm saying the words, even though I'm telling you that I'm sorry. So repentance leaves clues. If she is really sorry, there's going to be a change in her behavior. If she has not repented, then you guys aren't really reconciled. You're just living in the same house with this elephant in the room. And this is why this pattern is continuing, because she's not repenting. She's not changing her direction. She's not changing her course. She's simply giving you some words, an apology, quote unquote, and you're wanting the relationship to be healed. So you're going along with it. So I think that you need to just allow yourself to be honest with yourself and say, is my wife really repentant? Or is she just saying what she needs to say to get back in my good graces? You know, every time you take her back, Greg, her respect level for you drops. That's hard to hear, but you need to hear that. Every time that you take her back, her respect for you drops, and vice versa. I can't tell you what you're feeling. Let me ask you, do you respect your wife at the same level that you did before she started all these affairs? So there is a lack of respect in your marriage, obviously, for her to continue to do this. And I think with you continuing to take her back and you continuing to, quote unquote, try to reconcile the relationship where there's no repentance, she doesn't respect you. And that's just going to continue to go down the more that you continue to take her back. We do teach people how to treat us. And that's, again, a hard truth, because we're married, right? We expect our spouses to treat us good because that's what they sign up for. You didn't stand at an altar and tell your wife that you were willing to be a third party in all of her extramarital relationships. Of course not. So you expect her to treat you well, but unfortunately, that's not what's happening here. And so with you continuing to take her back, with you continuing to give her all these multiple chances without her being repentant, let me make that clear, because I went through multiple affairs. Like my story is that, you know, Sean had multiple affairs, right? How are we still together today? There had to be repentance. And before there was repentance, there was no real reconciliation. So I'm telling you what I know, because I know what it's like to want your marriage to be restored so bad that you're like, okay, they said I'm sorry, so let's just try to move forward. But the truth is, and you already know this, Greg, the truth is that you can't move forward if that person is still stuck in yesterday doing yesterday's behavior. So if you want her to treat you different, you've got to first treat yourself different. You've got to stop just accepting these little crumbs that she's throwing your way. And you have kids, right? You said she's a great mother. You have kids. So it's hard when you have kids involved. This is not an easy thing to walk through at all. I'm not minimizing that. But what I am saying to you is, if you truly want to know, can I trust my wife again? Can this relationship be restored? Can she stop cheating? You're not going to find out until you set a real boundary in place and say, enough is enough. Okay, this is the third time this has happened. You need to figure out what's going on with you. Get yourself healed so that you can stop treating me this way. I hope that she gets to the place where she is able to be honest about where she is. And I am praying for you. I genuinely am, because I believe that they are not just, you're not the only person that's going through this, Greg. Male or female. There are lots of people who have succumbed to relationships and marriages where they're constantly being cheated on. And God wants so much more for you. And I do too. So thank you so much for your question. I really appreciate your vulnerability and your honesty. Email me at rebuildingus.com/contact. And again, of course, you can always submit your questions there. Thanks so much for being here today. I'll see you on the next episode. Take care.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now, 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.